Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. In the spotlight on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. And now it's time to catch up with our friends from the BBC on the headlines they're tracking this week. Today we're joined by Audrey Tinline, senior journalist at the BBC. Audrey, good to have you back with us.
Good to talk to you again. Hi.
So let's start off, Audrey. As the world ramps up production again after shutdowns due to the coronavirus, many countries are seeing a big energy crunch with prices for gas and coal going up extremely fast. So what should we be looking out for this week?
Yeah, I know this is a story that you've been following pretty closely. And obviously here in Europe, we've seen the wholesale natural gas prices gone up fourfold this year. So what's happening now, particularly in Europe, is it's really all becoming about politics. You know, we've seen the big energy users, the steel industry, the glass industry, many others, talking to their national governments, not least here in the UK, of course, also in France and other countries on the continent. They want governments to step in and do something. Now, it's not been entirely specified what that would be, and governments, particularly the UK government, hasn't come up with anything concrete yet. So that politics is what everyone's looking at this week. Also, you know, attention is focused on Russia to see whether it's going to make extra gas supplies available to Europe to ease the crisis. Russia has been, Gazprom has been meeting its obligations, but what people want is more. Continental Europe gets more than a third of its total gas supplies from Gazprom. That's the Russian state-backed pipeline supplier, and they want you know, more of that gas to be released to ease that pressure on prices.
All right, Audrey. Now, this is, of course, feeding into higher prices also in some parts of the world, like China, where so much of the world's things, stuff, everything pretty much is made of. So what should we watch out for this week then with regards to China?
You know, as your listeners know, China is just so important in all of this, and they're having their own energy problems, and some factories have, you know, been put on shutdown. But there is this data coming out this week which will give us an indication, won't it, into the prices of goods leaving the factories, those 13-year peaks in August on soaring raw materials costs in China, what people have been looking at. And now what we'll be keeping an eye on this week is, you know, the prices coming out of the factory gates, because, of course, that will be feeding into all the things, particularly in the tech world, which will then, of course, be going on to markets around the world, and particularly coming up to holiday time. So we're all looking to see what China's going to be producing things at, and therefore how that will all feed through to the rest of us consumers and possibly inflation.
Okay, Audrey, let's shift gear a minute from the energy market globally to the international art market. How's that recovering?
The international art market was like all markets, hit very much in person during coronavirus peaks, you know, and 2020 shutdowns. So auctions moved to digital, and that has done very well for one particular segment, the contemporary art market. I've seen one report which says that 2020-2021 period marks the contemporary segment's best year in auction history for online auctions. Now what we're looking at is whether people, individuals, and of course those big buyers are going to start coming back in person to art events. There is a huge one which starts here in London this week. It didn't take place very much in person last year at all, and that's the Frieze Art Festival. And that's one which always attracts top buyers, top collectors, but also the public in huge numbers come to look at the art, and it's particularly the contemporary segment. So they are anticipating that they're going to get a good number of feet through the door this year again. It's taking place in Regent's Park and around London. Regent's Park is very close to where I'm sitting now. And after that, next week, the art lovers move on to France, where there's a big contemporary art fair there. So interesting to see whether people will buy in person or whether they'll stick to this digital model, or what the art market is thinking, a combination of both.
All right. Well, you are also looking at Banksy art that is up for auction. How much is this expected to go for?
And wait a minute. Is this the famously self-shredded piece that we're talking about, Audrey?
Yeah, that is the very one. And people might remember. Do you remember seeing that in 2018?
Yes.
People were absolutely appalled.
Oh, this,
this Banksy artwork, this painting, which is just gone on sale. It was originally called Girl with Balloon, just gone on sale in an auction house, and then it started to shred itself, didn't it? Which was appalling. But actually, it could be, I mean, this was all part of the artist's intention, it turns out. This is a sort of statement, this part of the art. So now what you've got is this part shredded painting, which will go on sale. It's been renamed Love is in the Bin. It was a sad title there. But the belief is it could have increased the price fourfold. It might go for around $5 million at auction in Sotheby's. I know. So all you need to do is make a bit of a statement, and that can make it even more valuable.
We're speaking with Audrey Tinline, senior journalist at the BBC. Okay, Audrey, let's switch attention now to Afghanistan, a huge story that's slipped from the headlines until Friday's horrific attack on a mosque there. Later this week, world leaders will be gathering to discuss Afghanistan at a G20 summit. What is at the top of the agenda?
Yeah, so the leaders are getting together for this special summit, which will just focus on Afghanistan, and it's being brought together by Italy, which is chairing the G20 at the moment. And what they're looking at is really the fate of the people who are inside Afghanistan. And, you know, as we've all seen, they've been suffering hugely from, you know, sort of homelessness when people have moved because of the fighting, lack of food. And that's on top of the fact that Afghanistan was already very, very reliant on aid from the outside world. So the leaders have got to decide whether they're going to come up with a unified approach on how to deal with the Taliban. What they're saying is that this is going to be a sort of practical approach, and it's not about recognizing the Taliban or legitimizing it, but it's about making sure people don't go without food or essential aid, but how to do that.
A lot of the focus, of course, is also on human rights and whether the World Bank and other big donor countries will keep money flowing, or at least restart money flowing back into Afghanistan. There are unusual plans that goes to the Afghan people and making sure that it doesn't go to the Taliban government.
Yeah, that seems to be what is being talked about behind the scenes, because, you know, many of the big aid donors, the World Bank, IMF, and those UN donors who give money to, you know, just to help the very poorest there, they don't want the Taliban to be getting that money, but they want the people to get it. So there are now some reports coming out that this money could be sent in sort of cash airlifts, so to speak, not dropped from airplanes, but given to banks, which arrangements would then be made for that money to be paid out in small amounts, maybe about $200, directly to poor people. Now, this would have to be done with the sort of blessing, so to speak, of the Taliban. They'd have to allow it, but not be involved. So as a plan, that's an interesting one. But the question is whether the politicians, the Western politicians, are going to say, OK, we can go ahead with this, or whether it's something they're going to still be extremely wary of.
OK, Audrey, thanks for all of those updates. Audrey Tinline there, senior journalist at the BBC, speaking to us here on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.